Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following the Brown family of Amalthea Organic Dairy in Belgrade through their summer season. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, Melvin tops the goat's grazing pasture to encourage a last push of new growth before fall. Melvin's topping one of the great green pastures that stretches beneath the Bridger Mountains. The goats will stay out here until November, so coaxing the fresh growth from the tired field helps the milk production stay higher longer. Melvin gets out of his tractor, and the goats that had just minutes before been at repose under the willow trees wander over to inspect. What exactly? I ask.
They're just curious, wondering what's going on.
Goats are like dogs, pack-like and nosy. They swarm and nudge for no particular reason. Mel doesn't have much of a voice. He's battling a late summer cold, but he's cheery, reflecting on the plentiful rain that's fallen this summer.
And we're in mid-August and everything's green, and now we've got plenty of moisture to keep the pasture going, so milk production stays high. It usually dips in August because of the grass dries up, but this year it isn't.
An especially wet July meant that the last time we spoke to Melvin in the middle of last month, he'd only cut something like 15 of his 140 hay acres. He and other Montana producers were nearly a month behind on haying. But a dry few days fixed the situation, and when I arrived at the farm this morning, I was greeted with tidy stacks of round bales, sustenance for the dairy goats for months to come.
I got 340 bales of first cutting, and then we should have a decent second cutting, so maybe 500, which we'll see, be more than enough for us for the whole year. So, it's been a good year.
It's good to get a large quantity of hay, but quality counts for a lot. In Montana, forage quality is critical for winter diets of lactating livestock like dairy goats and during spring and summer for breeding. Melvin knows just by instinct and experience that his alfalfa is good. It was put up green and is nice and dry. But when he's totally finished with haying, he'll run some samples into the Montana State University Hay Lab to determine the exact protein content.
We know what the grain protein is, so we can balance the ration for the milkers.
And who comes up with that formula?
Nate. He's the only one who went to school. I just milk the goats and do the work, grunt work.
Nate is, of course, Melvin's 30-something son. He has an ag degree from MSU, whereas Melvin has a lifetime of experience. Born on a farm in the north of England, active in the field of international cattle genetics, and a successful dairy goat farmer for a couple of decades now. It's all these years, perhaps, that help him take a sanguine view of any given season.
A little wetter than normal, but everything balances out. Hay was delayed, but we still got green pasture, so everything balances out at the end of the year. We should be going into fall in pretty good shape.
The goats have lost interest in Melvin and me. They've drifted back to the mellow shade of the willow trees to chew their cud. All except one, the black-brown kid with the pink collar.
They call her Houdini. We have one every year. She can climb fences, she can jump. We just ignore it. It goes wherever. You never know where she's going to show up. Thanks, we'll see you later.
Bye.
Next week, we catch up with Sarah, the other Sarah Brown, at the cheese facility for the final episode of Season 5.
Field Days is produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio, theme music by John Cosell. Additional funding provided by the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communication on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montanans. More information on Field Days is available at ypradio.org.